So there's a white envelope on the counter, Department of the Treasury. And it says, you owe money you didn't budget for. Penalty lines, interest lines, and a date a few weeks out. That's a CP-14.
That's a CP-14. And the first thing I want to say is what it isn't. It's not an audit. Nobody's questioning your deductions. And it's not a levy. Nothing's being taken. It's a bill. The IRS's first bill for unpaid tax.
First bill. So the balance is real. It's just early.
Early and cheap, comparatively.
Every option on the menu is still open at this stage. That changes later in the sequence.
Okay, the deadline. What am I looking at?
Typically 21 days from the date on the notice. But, and this matters, the date that legally controls is the pay-by date printed on your notice, not 21 days from when you opened the envelope. Go by what's printed.
21 days from the notice date, and the printed pay-by date wins. Got it.
And if you owe $100,000 or more, that window shrinks to 10 business days.
10 business days.
10 business days.
All right, so before anybody pays anything...
Verify. Yeah. A meaningful share of these are wrong, already paid, or aimed at the wrong tax year. Log into your IRS online account and compare the balance there to the balance on the notice. A payment you made 3 weeks ago may have already posted, which can make the notice moot.
Because the payment and the notice cross in the mail.
Constantly. Or the payment got applied to the wrong year, or the wrong spouse's account. Then match the notice to your return. Same tax year, same tax figure. If the tax matches but the total's higher, that gap is penalties and interest. Different problem, different fix.
And if it's just plain wrong?
Respond in writing with proof. Don't pay a balance you don't owe, hoping the IRS sorts it out. Getting a double payment refunded takes far longer than disputing the bill up front.
Say the scam thing too, because people ask.
Real CP-14 comes by postal mail. Never email, never text, never social media. Payment goes to the United States Treasury or through IRS.gov. Anyone asking for gift cards or wire transfers or a payment app is a criminal, not the IRS.
Okay, now the scary part. What happens if somebody just puts it in a drawer?
So, the balance grows by a 0.5% failure to pay penalty every month, plus interest compounding daily. The penalty caps at 25% of the tax. Interest never caps. It runs until the balance is zero.
Wait, one bit of good news in there, right?
Right. Because you filed, you dodged the failure to file penalty, which runs 5% a month. 10 times bigger. So the expensive mistake is already behind you. What's left is a carrying cost you can shut off.
And the notices keep coming.
Automatically, about 5 weeks apart. CP-501, then CP-503. Still just reminders. Tone sharpens, balance grows. Then CP-504. That's Notice of Intent to Levy, certified mail. At that point, they can seize your state tax refund, and a federal lien becomes a live possibility.
Then?
LT-11, or Letter 10, 58. Final Notice of Intent to Levy. That starts a 30-day clock, and it's also when your collection due process appeal rights kick in. Form 12153. After those 30 days, wages and bank accounts are on the table.
So if the listener's real fear right now is a garnishment?
At the CP-14 stage, that power does not exist. It requires the LT-11 plus 30 days. That's several notices and many weeks away.
Can you say the thing about renters? Because I think people assume no house means no exposure.
Yeah, don't assume that. For renters, the paycheck and the bank account are the first targets. Those are the two assets a levy reaches fastest. There's no house for a lien, so the machine goes where it can go.
And nobody's reading the file.
No human decides to escalate. The system does it on a schedule.
And in 2026, the IRS workforce was cut roughly 27% in 2025. So getting a person on the phone is harder. But the automated notices, liens, levies, those never stopped.
All right, can't pay in full. What's actually on the menu?
5 paths, and every one of them stops the escalation sequence. 1. Pay in full by the pay-by date. Direct pay from a bank account is free. 2. Short-term plan, up to 180 days, 0 setup fee. Penalties and interest continue, but the collection sequence stops. That's for when the money's coming and just isn't here.
3.
Installment agreements. If you owe $10,000 or less, there's the Guaranteed Installment Agreement. That's the actual program name, IRC 6159C. The IRS must accept your plan if you've stayed compliant and you can pay it off within 3 years.
Must accept. That's unusual language for the IRS.
It's statutory. Above that, up to $25,000 or up to $50,000 with direct debit, that's the streamlined agreement. No financial disclosure. Combined balances of $50,000 or less can be set up online up to 72 months or by mail on Form 9465.
And if paying anything at all breaks the budget?
Currently not collectible. If paying would leave you unable to cover rent, food, utilities, collection pauses entirely. The debt stays, interest accrues, but levies and garnishments stop.
Offer and compromise. People come in asking for that one by name.
They do. It's real. And it's means tested. The IRS accepted roughly 1 in 5 offers in FY 2024. Approval turns entirely on whether your income and assets genuinely can't cover the debt. There's a $205 application fee and a 20% down payment on lump sum offers, both waived with low income certification, meaning AGI at or below 250% of the poverty line.
And on a smaller balance?
Honestly, at CP14 size with a steady paycheck, the IRS's own collection math will usually show it can collect the full amount over time. Chasing an offer there often costs more than it saves.
What about the penalty line itself? Can that come off?
That's the one people miss. Penalty relief often stacks on top of any of those options. If you've been penalty-free the prior 3 years, first-time abatement can remove the failure-to-pay penalty in one request. Sometimes one call or letter. If your history isn't clean, reasonable cause is a separate path. Illness, disaster, circumstances beyond your control.
And there's a new automatic version coming?
Starting this summer, the automatic exemption from penalty applies that relief without a request. But for a CP14 in hand today, ask, don't wait.
2 more quick ones. Married filing jointly?
Both spouses fully liable for the whole balance, regardless of whose income created it. And a divorce decree assigning the debt to your ex binds the two of you, not the IRS.
Self-employed, 1099 income.
Fix the cause, not just the bill. Without quarterly estimated payments going forward, you're just booking your spot in next year's wave.
And when should somebody just handle this alone?
Genuinely, most people can. You agree with the balance and can pay it or clear it in 180 days? Pay online, done. Under $25,000 for a single year, and you need a simple monthly plan? The online agreement takes about 15 minutes. Anybody telling you every CP14 needs a professional is selling.
So where does help actually change something?
When the CP14 sits on top of something bigger. Multiple years owed or unfiled. The order you fix things in changes what you pay. A disputed balance with prior year complications. Business or payroll tax in the mix. A hardship case where the financial statement has to be built correctly the first time. Or offer in compromise math, where one wrong figure sinks the application. And if a CP504 or LT11 already showed up alongside the CP14, the clock is short. Get eyes on it first.
Next 24 hours, go.
Page 1 of the notice. Find 2 dates, the notice date and the pay-by date. Put the pay-by date on your calendar. Everything runs on that clock. Then gather 3 things: the notice, your filed return for that year, and any payment confirmations. Verify the balance in your IRS online account
before you send a dollar.
And if it's messier than that, unfiled years, a number you think is wrong, a second notice in the stack, a free review with one of our enrolled agents at 888-825-7779 can map the order to fix it in. 10 minutes now beats untangling a CP-504 later.
And nothing here is advice for your specific facts. Eligibility depends on your circumstances.